So this one is kind of personal. I can't get too much into the personal aspect. This whole series is. So I'm not going to delve too much into that. But the top that she's wearing in this, that is because I once tried to leave in a white see-through lace bra, and you could totally see my nipples through it, my areolas, everything. And I don't think I got to leave in it because this woman who lived in the dorm room next door saw me when I was coming out of my room, and she was with her boyfriend, and she screamed. She pushed her boyfriend back into her dorm room, came into my dorm room, pushed me in, and then closed the door behind us. And she's just like, "What are you thinking? My boyfriend saw your nipples. You cannot leave wearing that." And she was so, so mad at me. And she never forgave me for that one. So I don't remember if I ended up changing. My friends that I was with, they were trying to convince me not to change. They're like, "Just wear it. Who cares about her?" I don't remember what I ended up doing. That's where that comes from. And I like the whole exhibitionism factor that's in this, which is why there's a whole series about it. I do think it's hot. It's not something that I think I would be able to get the nerve to do. I'm definitely not brave enough. I definitely don't want to go to jail. And, you know, I don't want kids to see or anything, or anybody who did not consent to seeing such a thing. So really, I guess it's not something I would do, but fantasy-wise, think that it's pretty hot. Now, since I cannot share too much about the personal nature of this, I can at least tell some fun stories, like the white lace bra one that I told. So, oh God, this is, of course, a very, very, very long time ago. I went on a school trip, and my best friend and I had heard, I think it was on Dr. Judy, that a lot of truck drivers masturbate on the road. So we were in a bus going to Canada, and my friend and I decided to count how many guys in trucks were masturbating. And we were like 14 at the time. So the bus that we were in was pretty high up, so we could see into all the trucks. And of course, we were just taking the best possible guesses we could. We didn't actually, there's nothing that could be confirmed or anything. Nothing like that. We didn't see anything we shouldn't have seen, but we just had fun like trying to guess and going, okay, that's one, that's two, that's three, that's four, that's five. I think the number probably got pretty high, but yeah. We didn't see anything we weren't supposed to see. It's okay. Fun times. And I would never give a guy a blowjob while he was driving, because that's not safe. So I'm not condoning that. I see why it's hot. I see why it's a fantasy. I see why people do it when they're younger. But it's not safe. Don't try this at home.